Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Friday, January 25th, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner.
Good morning, Carlo.
Good morning, Jill. And here's what's happening today.
All right, back-to-back votes to reopen the government failed in the Senate. One had funding for the wall, one did not. This all means that lawmakers are going back to the drawing board. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly preparing a national emergency proclamation for the southern border. It identifies $7 billion for the border wall that would bypass congressional approval, according to CNN.
Yeah, so another day, another dollar here, Jill. These are some of the ways the administration responded to the growing furor over workers going without pay yesterday. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross comes out. He says he doesn't understand why federal employees were going to food banks when they could just take out bank loans to cover them until the shutdown ends. Okay. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow then says furloughed workers were, quote, volunteering to work due to, quote, presumably their allegiance to President Trump. Then Trump comes out last night. He seems to suggest that grocery stores would actually let furloughed workers borrow groceries on IOU if they didn't have the money. So, empathy, I don't think, is these people's strong suit. Until now, Wilbur Ross, you may remember, he was the guy best known perhaps for the $500 slippers that he had custom made with the Commerce Department logo embroidered on them. But, you know, he may now go down as the Marie Antoinette of this White House.
Also on the political front, former advisor to the president and longtime Trump ally Roger Stone was arrested this morning by the FBI in Florida on charges related to witness tampering and obstruction in relation to the Russia investigation. So big news there.
Yeah, that just broke this morning. So looking at this unsealed indictment, it looks like these charges stem from Roger Stone's dealings with WikiLeaks, which, Jill, you'll remember back during the campaign. They released thousands of stolen Democratic National Committee emails right in the heat of the election. So we expect to see Roger Stone in court later today.
All right. We should also talk about massive layoffs going on in our own industry. Today, BuzzFeed is expected to start cutting about 15% of its staff. It's a day after Gannett laid off reporters at newspapers around the country. Also, HuffPo recently laid off a slew of employees as part of parent company Verizon's restructuring. So one of the main problems facing newsrooms, Google and Facebook, they just keep swallowing up more and more digital ad revenue.
Yeah. I mean, this is, Jill, this is 1,000 jobs lost in digital media just this week. And this is happening when the economy is strong. Keep that in mind, right? It makes me terrified to think of what's going to happen when there's a recession.
Yeah, I guess we could say this next story, the opposite of a recession. At $238 million, a hedge fund founder is the new owner of a 24,000-square-foot New York City penthouse. It overlooks Central Park. It's actually the most expensive home sold in the United States, 4 floors. Ken Griffin, he is the founder of Citadel Investments, and Carlo, he is kind of known, right, for his trophy homes. This isn't the first one.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. So this guy's got quite the collection. Penthouses in Chicago, Miami Beach. He's got another one from right down the street from this new one in Manhattan. He's got a big compound in Palm Beach. Yeah, must be nice. Good for Ken, though, I'm sure he deserves it.
All right, Ed, sorry, parents. The baby shark phenomenon could be here for a while. The South Korean company responsible for Baby Shark has some more videos in the works. According to Bloomberg, the company plans on releasing short videos on Netflix. There are also plans for a musical somewhere in North America and also a cartoon series. Shall I do it, Carlo?
Yeah,
Baby Shark.
Jill, I had no idea what this even was, but you told me you're a new mom, right? So you must be well aware of this phenomenon.
Well, this is the song that just won't go away. I am hoping, though, that it goes away by the time my daughter learns to talk.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to know for Friday, January 25th. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody.